The decision to walk no more with the church members and the Lord's chosen leaders will have a long-term impact that cannot always be seen right now. If you choose to become inactive or to leave the restored Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where will you go? What will you do?
Where will you go?
Where will you go? Where will you go?
At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
Kept thinking, where, oh, where would I go without you for my guide?
And I spent so many nights just praying fervently on my knees.
On my froggy knees, and I said, please.
Won't someone up there answer me? I prayed to God.
I prayed to God.
In outer space, up there near Kolob. With that white beard upon his face,
I should have seen it was a sham, that you had no power or keys, that your revelations were never revelatory.
So I had to go
walk out the door
for my personal integrity. You got nothing to teach me anymore. Weren't you the one who taught me how to live like Christ? Do you think I'm stupid?
That
I'm stupid.
When you don't take your own advice,
I will survive.
Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live.
I've got all my love to give. I will survive.
What will you do?
I will survive.
Invitation to believe and remain continues to be hard or difficult to accept. Some disciples struggle to understand a specific church policy or teaching. Others find concerns in our history or in the imperfections of some members or leaders, past and present. Still others find it difficult to live a religion that requires so much. Finally, some have become weary and well-doing. For these and other reasons, some church
members... It took all the strength I had to keep my faith afloat.
But when you defecated all over the deck,
I had to hop out of the boat.
Though I spent oh so many Sundays reading Exmo Reddit in the pews, and I used to cry.
Now
I hold my middle flipper high, and you'll see me.
As somebody new, I'm not that
stupid little person. Living my life to please you, and so you
thought you'd stand up there and poison my loved one's will toward me. But now
I'm saying what I'm saying, because the truth will set you free.
So I'll just go walk out the door, won't turn around now. I can't respect you anymore.
Weren't you the ones who made me think you'd talk to God? Do you think I'm stupid?
That I can't figure out a fraud?
Oh no, not I.
I will survive.
As long as I know how to love, I know
I'll be alive.
I've got all my love to give.
I will survive.
Hell yeah. Well, that's what I have to say to you all. You're not very nice people.
As I understand it, the way it's been described to me, the Celestial Kingdom sounds so boring, so incredibly dull, and so obviously made up as a reaction to 19th century human angst about death. You'll be with your families forever.
Today is no different.
That's insane. You know how long forever is? I don't know. But it's a fuck ton longer than 14 billion years to the age of the universe. And that's a long time. So the idea that, yep, that the relationships I form in a microsecond of cosmic time are going to dictate my existence in perpetuity. And that's God's amazing plan. That's it. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Seriously?
Still others find it difficult to live a religion. It requires so much. Finally, some have become weary of well-doing. For these and other reasons, some church members vacillate in their faith. Where will you go?
So take that, Mr. Ballard, or something.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Minnesota.
Hello, and welcome back to Lesson 2 of Meditation Ex-Mormon Style with me, your host, Tom. I guess you didn't quite get your shit together to be here in Lesson 2, but that's okay. I'm here now. We're here together now. And that's all that's really important. Okay, listen. Confession time. I'm not going to continue with that robotic, dry, general authority sounding bullshit voice, okay? Like I did in episode 1, all right? If that's why you're here, is because you want to hear more of that, yeah, well, go fuck yourselves. To those who are new and haven't listened to the first episode, feel free to go back to the archives and find that first meditation episode. Listen, I don't have the time to find it for you or tell you where it is. I've got a meditation lesson to give here, so look it up your damn self. So, how have you guys been? Glad to hear that you were able to get by without my consistent presence. Not sure how you did it, but still glad you did. But of course, that also means that there were some that didn't make it and probably lost their way. So let's have a moment of silence for those who are now forever lost without their guru. Okay, that's plenty long. Besides, between you and me, they didn't really need a guru. They could have figured out all the shit on their own. Okay, let's get started. Once again, find yourself a comfortable position. Doesn't matter if you're sitting, standing, or lying down. Just make sure you're not driving, okay? Now that you're in a comfortable and safe position, let's focus on your breathing. In and out. There. Now, close your eyes. There you go. See? Just like riding a bike. You haven't forgotten how to do this. Now let's clear your mind. Yes. Notice how there are some thoughts already forcing their way in. Well, looky here. If it isn't more of that Mormon bullshit fighting its way back in, how the fuck did this nonsense get here? You know, never mind. Let's yet again turn your attention back to your breathing. Ah, much better. Are some of those thoughts coming back because of the recent general conference? Maybe some of it's because of the recent video leaks where Packer said they won't move or budge on the gay marriage issue.
I think I won't have a question, but I'll have a statement. If they think we'll move on these issues, they do not know us. Never will we budge on these fundamental things. If they think we will, they know very little about us. Amen to that.
God bless you.
No, not God bless you. Good Lord. Fuck that shit. He actually said that? Seriously. What the fuck? Stubborn jackass. Or maybe some of it came from that clip where the apostles were talking about WikiLeaks and how there was a possibility of a breach of privacy inside the church, but their main concern really was if the guy behind it all was homosexual.
The WikiLeaks people say, no, no, it came to us. We had no idea where it was coming from. It's not clear whether that's in fact the case.
But he has confirmed homosexual.
He is.
Has that been in the news?
Yes.
Yes.
New York Times.
I missed that somehow.
Piece.
Just in the very beginning.
Yeah. There was Elder Oaks initially a concern, the possibility that he'd been reprimanded for homosexual issues, but that was not in the news afterwards. He is, I think, openly homosexual.
Was that not unfucking believable? I can't believe it. And then Oaks claiming that the mainstream media has some gay agenda?
The reason I ask a question is not related to this presentation, but I'm suspicious that the news media cover up anything involving homosexuals when it would work to the disadvantage of the homosexual agenda and so on. And I just wondered if there was some of that in this.
Okay, dude, Oaks, listen. The only one with an agenda is you and your anti-gay agenda. And thanks for wearing your anti-gay badge loud and proud, dick. Okay, sorry. Let's get back to your breathing. Let's not forget that part. But you know what? None of that bullshit fucking matters. You know why? Well, first off, we already knew the general authorities hate and despise the gay community, right? Just remember where you are right here, right now. It's just me and you. Well, it's actually just you. And I'm just in your ears, and I recorded this previously. You know, never mind. Just you make sure you don't forget that, okay? Remember, this is your sacred place. So you go ahead and tell that bullshit to turn right the fuck around and get the fuck off your property. Yeah, that's right. You are now that old angry guy with the shotgun on the front porch that is your mind. Yo, Mormon shit, you aren't welcome here. This here is private property. Go the fuck away and don't come back. That's right. You own that shit. Well, because it is your shit. God damn it. Okay, I almost forgot. Right. Here we go. Back to your breathing. In and out. Now, on that next breath, allow yourself to push your chest out. That's right. Why, you ask? Well, that's because you're fucking awesome. Why? Because you scared off all that Mormon nonsense. That's right. You feel that? That smile that's beginning to form on your face? That's no coincidence. You're getting more and more confident with each breath. In and out. Yeah. You're now ready to start kicking ass and taking names. Now you're starting to feel stronger than you've ever felt before. What's that? Okay, sure. I won't stop you. Go ahead. Flex those arms. Damn right. All right, those are some decent guns you have there. Fuck yeah. Now, let's take a moment to let yourself relax. There you go. Ignore any of the physical pain or discomfort that might take away your attention. Shift your body ever so slightly if you need to. But remember, stay focused on your breathing. There. What's that? You're getting distracted again? What is it this time? No way. All right, listen. Whatever it is, for the love of God, just don't tell me that it's an old homophobic white guy in a suit who's talking clearly out of his ass. All right, what did he say this time?
If you choose to become inactive or to leave the restored Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where will you go? What will you do?
Seriously? Where will we go? How about anywhere? How about somewhere nicer, more accepting, more loving? Less dogmatic, less judgmental. How about that? All right. Listen, I understand that it's difficult to properly meditate. That's why you have me. That's why I'm here. Okay? And I understand that it's difficult to control the amount of distractions. But really, come on. How many fucking times do we need to do this? You know, scratch that. We will do this as many times as it fucking takes. That's right. I won't give up on you. And guess what? You won't give up on you. Just like my spiritual associate, Stone Cold Steve Austin, would say, can I get a hell yeah?
Give me a hell yeah. I said, give me a hell yeah.
All right. Let's bring it back down. At least I need to bring it back down. All right. Let's take another deep breath. There. But this time, as you breathe in, allow yourself to absorb that new level of self-confidence that we've been building up. And as you breathe out, smile, knowing that you've thrown away all your tickets to that Mormon shit show. There you go. You got it. Put up a no vacancy sign in your mind. It's time to start turning away every single fucking Mormon thought that comes a knocking. Start to repeat in your mind, hey, Mormon shit. Fuck off, you assholes.
Hi, this is Monica from Boise, Idaho, and I constantly have songs from Saturday's Warriors in my head, thanks to Infants on Thrones. You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com. And if you really like what you hear, give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes. I would have if I had an iTunes account. Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones. Infants on Thrones.
Patience, Iago. The October Infant General Conference episode is on its way.
The decision to walk no more with the church members and the Lord's chosen leaders will have a long-term impact that cannot always be seen right now. If you choose to become inactive or to leave the restored Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where will you go? What will you do?
Where will you go?
Where will you go? What will you do?
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking, where, oh, where would I go if you weren't there to guide? And so I spent so many nights just praying fervently on my knees. And I said, please, won't someone please just answer me? I prayed to God in outer space, up there near Kolob, with that white beard upon his face. And I felt good about the things I read about charity and kindness. But then you attacked the disenfranchised and started talking out your ass. So I had to go, walked out the door. For my personal integrity, you have nothing to teach me anymore. Weren't you the ones who taught me how to live like Christ? Do you think I'm stupid, that I can live without your lies? Will not die. I will survive. As long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give.
Where will you go?
I will survive.
What will you do?
I will survive. It took all the strength I had to keep my faith afloat. But when you defecated all over the deck, I had to leave the boat. And I spent oh so many Sundays wishing you were something else. I used to cry, but now I hold my middle finger high. And you'll see me as somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still acquiescing power over my life to you. And so you thought you'd stand up there and poison my loved one's will towards me. But now I'm saying what I'm saying because the truth will set you free. So I'll just go Walk out the door. Won't turn around now. I can't respect you anymore. Weren't you the one who made me think you talked to God? Did you think I'm stupid? That I can't figure out God? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give.
Where will you go?
I will survive.
What will you do?
I will survive. Hell yeah.